Welcome to the Rebranded Teacher Podcast. My name is Lauren Fulton. I'm a full-time teacher author and seller on Teachers Pay Teachers, and I help other teacher entrepreneurs grow their TPT businesses in a way that's purposeful and sustainable. So if you're looking for actionable step-by-step ways to grow your business, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad that you've chosen to spend a portion of your time with me today. We're going to be talking about how to create products that sell on Teachers Pay Teachers. That's what we all want, right? We all want products that are going to sell and that are going to sell well. I remember when I first started on Teachers Pay Teachers, I created a whole myriad of products. Some of them did okay, some of them did terribly, and some of them were so bad that I just had to completely delete them from TPT altogether. So what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to be sharing some of the mistakes that I made and some of the things that I learned along the way and passing on to you how to create resources that you know are going to sell. And number one is all about knowing your ideal customer. Now, when I first started selling on Teachers Pay Teachers, I wished that I had some sort of like crystal ball or something that I could look into and know exactly what it was the teacher on the other side of the screen wanted to find on Teachers Pay Teachers but couldn't. I wanted to know what it was that they were out there looking for. I wanted to know what need I could fill in the market. I wanted to get inside of their mind. And the thing that I didn't understand back then is that I got to decide who the person on the other side of the screen was. In my mind, there was some sort of mysterious customer that I didn't know, I'd never met before. But from a business standpoint, I can know who my customer is, and I should know who my customer is, and I should know what they want. Because I should have created them. I should have created who my ideal customer is. Now, if you've never heard of knowing your ideal customer or knowing your ideal customer avatar, then some of this kind of stuff probably sounds a little bit crazy. So let me kind of break this down. Your ideal customer is the person that you want to purchase your resources. It's the person you are creating resources for. It's the person who's going to buy your resources. And a lot of times when we first start out on TPT, we kind of think of this person as anyone who would buy my resource is my ideal customer. But that's not necessarily true, because your ideal customer is not just somebody that is going to buy one of your resources from your store. It's someone who's going to buy and then come back and buy some more and then come back and buy some more. And they're going to rinse and repeat, right? They're just going to keep coming back to your store because they're in love with your products. That's your ideal customer. And so it helps to know exactly who that person is, so that every time you go to create a product or go to create a new product line, then you know that person is going to love the product that you're creating. You know what that person is going to be looking for. You know what specific attributes of the product that they are going to fall in love with and continue to come back for more. You're going to know all of those things about them because you're going to have it written down. Now, if you're feeling a little stuck on this, let me give you an example. My ideal customer teaches middle school math. She's pretty disorganized. She almost always lesson plans on Sunday night at 11 p.m. or Monday morning at 5 a.m., right? She rarely has her copies made ahead of time, and she's always looking for that perfect activity at the very last minute. But she is looking for a perfect activity. She's looking for something that's super low prep but highly engaging, because it's important to her that her students are having fun inside the math classroom. Okay. So since I know that about my ideal customer avatar, I know that she's last minute. I know that she's not going to have time to prep all stuff ahead of time. I'm not going to be creating anything that requires her to be up until midnight laminating, right? I'm not going to be creating anything with 3 pages of instructions. I'm going to be creating very simple, organized resources that she can basically print and go, or click the link and go if it's a digital resource. So these are the things that I know about my ideal customer. And so I know specifically what she's looking for. So that means in my head, if I want to create a set of task cards, I have to figure out what set of task cards is going to actually appeal to my ideal customer. What is going to actually make her want to cut cards out? Or is she going to want to cut them out at all? Do I need to find a way around cutting out the cards? What is it that she's going to love, and what's going to make it highly engaging for her students, right? So this becomes this new approach where I know exactly who my ideal customer is. And so I know exactly what it is that they're going to want. I know exactly what it is that they're going to need. And so every product that I put out is going to be something they love. This is what creates repeat buyers. This is what keeps people coming back to your store. And this is what creates products that sell. All right. So if you're brand new to this and you're kind of like, I don't even know really where to start with this ideal customer thing. Who is my ideal customer? I'm going to encourage you to check out the link inside of the description. I have linked to my Knowing Your Ideal Customer quiz. This is a free quiz that you can take. Answer some questions about your ideal customer, like how long have they been teaching? What grade level do they teach? What are the things that they love? What makes them happy and excited about being in the classroom? And it's going to suggest resources that you can create based on the answers that you give. It's absolutely free. You can go take that free quiz. Highly recommend. So let's talk about number two. We talked about knowing your ideal customer. Now let's talk about conducting your market research. This is the step that a lot of people miss, or they do this step first, right? Conducting market research. A lot of times when people think about conducting market research, they think about going on Teachers Pay Teachers and gathering ideas. That's not what market research is. That's just trying to copy somebody else, right? We're not doing that. That's not what this is. Market research is taking a look at what's on the market so that you can stack your resource next to it and see how it measures up in terms of quality, professionalism, and in terms of price. So what are we looking for when we're conducting market research? The first thing that we're looking for is the idea that I have in my head, the thing, the product that I want to create, does it already exist? Is it already out there? If so, I want to make sure that the product that I create stands out, that it stands out in terms of quality, it stands out in terms of meeting unique need, and it stands out in terms of having my own sort of signature to it, my own sort of twist, my own sort of flair to it. I want to make sure that it stands apart from what's already on the market. The second thing that I'm looking for is the quality of what's on the market. If what's on the market is super high quality, which it should be, right? If what's on the market is super high quality, then I need to make sure that my product measures up to what's already on there. The third thing I'm looking for is I'm looking for price. What is the price point for this resource or this product that's on the market? Because a lot of times I've found what will happen is I'll go to create this amazing product. I'll put all of this extra stuff in there. And then when I go and I look at what's on the market, I realize, you know, I can't really charge more for all of this extra stuff, right? I can't charge more. And so I spent all this time creating extra stuff that I didn't need to have, and I can't charge the price that I think it deserves because of the market value that's already there. And so it gives me an idea of what I need to do to make my product different and unique. Gives me an idea of the level of quality that my resource should be. And it gives me an idea as far as pricing goes. Okay. So let's say I have a product that I want to create and it's going to be about 2 pages. I'm going to charge $3 for it. But I go to the market and similar resources contain 5 pages and they're only charging $2. Well, that tells me I kind of need to rethink my game plan a little bit, right? I need to either increase the quantity or what all I'm offering inside of my product, or I need to decrease my price. And so it kind of gives me a little bit of a check there whenever I'm conducting my market research. Now let's talk about the third thing. And the third thing, it's pretty important. And that is meeting a unique need. Now I kind of alluded to this earlier, and this is where market research really comes in handy, but it's also where knowing your customer avatar, your ideal customer, it's also where that becomes incredibly important. Because what a lot of people do is they have this idea of this thing that they want to create that they've seen before, and they want to make it different and they want to make it unique, but they're not really sure what to do with it. And so what they're left is they're just kind of grasping at straws, trying to think of anything that they could do to make it different from what's already on the market or make it stand out from what's already out there and kind of put their own unique twist or spin on it. When we shouldn't really start that way. We want to start with, well, what does my ideal customer want? What do they need? What do they need that they can't find on the market, right? I want to be able to kind of come to Teachers Pay Teachers and take a look at what's already out there through the eyes and through the lens of my ideal customer and say, now, what is it that they don't have that I need, okay? And so this is where that knowing your ideal customer comes in really handy. I know that my ideal customer, if she's going to do task cards, there's no way she's going to print them out and laminate them. And she probably doesn't even want to cut them out. So I might try to figure out a way that you can create a game without having to cut the task cards out. Kind of sounds silly, but I guarantee you there's a way to make it happen. That would be super cool. So no matter how saturated or competitive the market seems, I guarantee you there is something out there that your ideal customer needs that they can't find. And so when you focus on who your ideal customer is and how you can meet that need, and then look for gaps in the market through the lens of your ideal customer, you are going to have a dynamite combination. This is how you create resources that sell and that continue to sell. And this is how you generate customers who are going to continue to come back to you time and time again. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to check out that free Knowing Your Ideal Customer quiz. You absolutely do not want to miss this. Even if you think you know who your ideal customer is, take it just for fun. You might actually learn a few things. It makes you ask all sorts of questions like what kind of aesthetic are they attracted to and things like that. And then at the end, I email you a free guide so that let's say that you picked 3 to 5 years, that they'd been teaching 3 to 5 years, but maybe you kind of want to see what 5 to 7 years will give you. That free guide at the end is going to give you a cheat sheet. It's going to give you all the answers to all the questions. You absolutely don't want to miss that. Thanks so much for spending your time with me, you guys. I will see you next week. If you want to learn more and grow more with me, then you can find me inside of Rebranded Teacher Academy. Rebranded Teacher Academy is a low-cost monthly membership that gives you access to my entire course and content catalog, from courses for brand new TPT sellers like Selling 101 to more advanced sellers inside of Strategic Growth, Ditch the Overwhelm, a quick start library where you can pick any topic that you would like to learn more about, watch a short video, and then immediately implement what you learned with a corresponding workbook. But what RTA members tend to love most are the monthly challenge and strategy sessions, where every single month I give you step-by-step strategies that you can implement inside of your business in the form of a fun monthly challenge that helps you move your business forward every single month. If you want to learn more about Rebranded Teacher Academy and how you can become a member, you can find more about that down inside of the description. Thanks so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love if you would share about it on social media and help other TPT sellers find it too. I'll see you right here next week.